I just had a sudden grief on my shoulders, on my collarbone to the right. Then I turned and found that the guy was holding me and he started to threaten me, saying I had killed him off and he was going to deal with me. He was a powerful person. And I asked him who he was, and he said, since I did not know him, I was going to know him well. And that's when my colleague also intervened to say, what is your issue? Then he started assuming and went and said that. Then even the court started, we reported to the magistrate, and eventually the court adjourned. I had the adjournment, he actually followed us to where we were seated waiting to get back in court, and he proceeded with the same press. That's when he introduced himself, saying he was a very senior lawyer and he was connected, he was going to deal with me. And eventually I reported to the police and to the doctor. I became to then know that person to be known by Chinook. I did not know him specially. I just heard about his name. It's being said to be the person who is coordinating the MPF matters against the MDC officials in Libyan. That's all that happened.
Yes, so what was the problem? What did he say to you and what do you think all this was all about?
He said that he's the most sure he has to use president's utterances over the weekend where they say they were going to deal with lawyers and doctors who were representing the people involved in Parliament. That's what I think, because yesterday was just a Monday and this president had made the statement over the weekend. And also maybe he was infuriated by the fact that he had been unmasked, because my client in his defense, he actually cites him as the person who is coordinating the persecution. What is disappointing is he is neither a prosecutor nor a counsel in brief who was involved in the matter. So I actually do not even understand how he had received the defense outline, which is not supposed to be given to him. So I could say he was just doing political jam, because he's not officially involved in the matter.
So, are you representing any of the protesters that were arrested?
Yes, I'm representing. Actually, yesterday I was in court representing the Member of Parliament for Shiwumbura, the Honorable Living from Chimina, over the allegations of public violence. So, that was the matter that I was making to get in court for.
So, what does this all mean to you?
It just confirms the fear that we always had that people do not appreciate the role of lawyers. They don't respect the judiciary, because if you can be attacked inside the courtroom, that shall reflect a serious content.
So are you now afraid of operating as a lawyer and representing the protesters?
Yesterday I was a bit frightened, but determined to proceed. I cannot be cowed down, but I can tell you that it's scary. It makes the job very scary.
But he's a lawyer, right?
I got to know that he's a lawyer, but I don't know where he practices, because he doesn't practice in Jero. But yesterday, that's when I was told that he has always been in court for the past, I think, 2 or 3 weeks. But I had not seen him go personally. I usually not concentrate on who he's in court or out. But after the incident, that's when I was told that he has always been at court and following us, even at police stations and everywhere else.
Are the police actually investigating the case or not? And is the magistrate doing something?
The police received our report and they updated me yesterday that they had actually recorded a question from him and the matter was likely to go to court on Friday. So I'm yet to hear. It's only that today I spent the whole day in court.